Recording 3. You will hear an interview with a man called Martin Holloway, who is a sound engineer. For questions 1 to 7, choose the best answer, A, B or C.
In our series about careers in the arts, I'm talking today to Martin Holloway, who is a sound engineer. Martin, tell us how you spend your time.
Good morning, Jake. Well, each event I do is different, but I usually set up the equipment before the show, do the sound checks, and look after the sound during the performance. Of course, it's not my fault if the band isn't very good and what you hear is out of tune or something. People sometimes call me a disc jockey, but I have to explain it's so much more than that. This weekend, I'm working at a music festival, and I mostly work out of doors. There's lots of outdoor work if you want it, as we can also work on films and TV.
And how did you get into the business?
I went to university to study sound recording. While I was there, I played in several bands, but I wasn't really serious about it. I also worked behind the scenes at lots of student gigs and shows, though, mixing the sound. While I was doing that, I got to know quite a few professional sound engineers, and a couple of them offered me paid work. That was 10 years ago. My course was fantastic, of course, but it wasn't enough to get me started.
So when does a project actually begin for you?
Some people think we just turn up on the day. For a big event, I might be there for a few days. For a smaller one, I get there early before the band starts rehearsing. But it all begins before that, when the booking is made with the band or their agent. I get a call and I start sorting things out straight away. I also always visit the place where it's all going to happen a few days before the actual show.
So what's it like during a show?
Well, if I've done all my preparation properly, normally there really isn't much for me to do at all, and that's how it should be. I talk to the band and make sure they're happy with everything before the show. It's hard to do so while they're playing, and I refuse to work with equipment that I think might break down.
You must notice a great difference in the equipment from when you first started.
Definitely. You can't compare the sound you get now. And we can all afford fantastic equipment, as it's so much cheaper. But that doesn't particularly benefit me, as I usually use the band's equipment or what's available at a venue. For me, the fact that everything is getting smaller all the time, I can carry a whole day's recording in my pocket. That's helped me enormously.
So if someone wants a job like yours, what should they do?
Get lots of experience, make contacts, and ideally do a course. You can pick up some of the technical stuff by volunteering, but I'm always telling people who want to be a sound engineer, and they never listen, they just don't realise that what's crucial is being able to get on with people and get them to understand what you need them to do. If you can't do that, then you won't get the jobs. An interest in music means it is more enjoyable, of course, and most of us have been in bands, but we weren't necessarily much good at it.
And are there any disadvantages?
I'm willing to work anywhere. I've worked in the mountains, in freezing temperatures, in the desert, in hot, tiny theatres, but that variety appeals to me. I'm not a very patient person, and I spend a lot of time hanging around between setting things up and the show actually happening. I don't enjoy that. And some people hate being on the move all the time, but I don't mind living out of a suitcase.
Thank you, Martin, for talking to us.
Now listen again.